The Unity of the Spirit. In the periodical Grace and Truth magazine, Edward Henry Clayton wrote, "God has made a unity for His saints, and He enjoins us to endeavor to keep the unity. Like every other achievement wherewith God graces us, this unity is in spirit. To keep the unity is an individual matter and should be the divine service of each saint. In this endeavor we ought not to have the idea that we are to establish a union with other saints, but simply seek that we do not mar the unity by which the saints are constituted by God. To see the unity only as embracing those who realize the special truths of Ephesians is to fail to understand the question. We may have more intimate fellowship with those of like understanding, but that is not the limit of the Spirit's unity. In this respect the outward aspect is not in point, for whether outward unity is apparent or not, the Spirit's unity is in being. Yet our obedience is to endeavor that we outwardly keep the unity, and to do so we ignore all other unities and associations, for any such alliances create but a superficial fellowship which, in fact, amounts to division. A loving and gracious disposition is inculcated by the doctrine of the present economy. It displays the boundless grace and love which we have received from God, and so accords with God's attitude. The nature or character of our activities are to be those which accord with the truth of our being one body."